I'm going to call this meeting to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus. Trustee Dennis Barcima.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Vice Chair Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Tim Moore.
Here.
Board Chair Eric Watzowitz.
Here. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Afternoon, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present, and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
Some will fail. Second one.
So we have a motion. We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of the Board of Trustees on May 11, 2023?
So moved.
Second, Barcima.
So we have a motion. We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on June 15, 2023?
So moved. Herrero.
Second, Gales.
So we have a motion. We have a second by Trustee Gales. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of approving the meetings of the Board of Trustees on the minutes for the meeting of the Board of Trustees on June 15, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I want to welcome any university advisory committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Benjamin Creed, Brad Kripe, Katie Jekyll, Natasha Johnson, and Karen Wedby. Do you have any comments?
No comments.
Okay. Saul, do you have any comments? Okay, great. Chair's comments, I wanted to welcome everybody back, but we will dispose of that. One board note, we're going to keep our board committee chairs, committees and chairs the same. We usually will change this on a yearly basis, but since we are missing a trustee position and we are awaiting the governor's decision on that appointment, and Trustee Athus is dealing with medical issues, hopefully for only a little longer, I've made the decision to leave the board committees and chairs intact. We recognize members of the public who have complied with the state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, you being the parliamentarian, have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
There's no public comment today.
Yeah, that would be Saul, Mike, but okay. We'll now move to President's Report, number 170. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Thank you, Chair Wasowicz. Agenda item 7A is the Miles Education contract. This was discussed extensively not very long ago, so I'll be brief in my summary. It's an agreement that the College of Business wishes to enter in with Miles Education, Inc. for marketing, recruiting, career advising, and placement services in support of our Masters of Accounting Science for a 5-year term contract beginning September 1st, 2023. As we heard, the agreement is a flat fee payment to Miles Education for each student enrolled, with the term still under negotiations, institutional funds in an amount not to exceed $1.5 million, as detailed in the table in the item, are requested, and as we heard, the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee recommended Board of Trustees approval for this item.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Gales.
Second one.
We have a motion. We have a second by Trustee Moore. Is there any discussion? And again, Trustee Barcima and I are available for no charge to help with any discussion or any negotiation on this. There's no further discussion. We will call the question. All those in favor of the Miles Education contract signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Agenda item 7B was also discussed at this morning's FACFA meeting. It is the request for $282,000 approval for the Loudoun Hall heat exchanger replacement. As we heard, this is antiquated. Since 1965, we've had the same heat exchange opportunities and equipment, and we want to get this done so that the folks in that building are comfortable for the winter. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval of this request.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? All the people in Loudoun Hall left. Wouldn't that be something?
I don't blame
we
them.
Said, well, you left.
To make something up. We were going to do it if you stayed, but.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Is there any other further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of the Loudoun Hall heat exchanger replacement signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Agenda item 7C is an information item to inform the board of the university's intent to employ a search firm in the search for our next permanent executive vice president and provost. We'll be using a search firm for reasons that are typical of this choice, such as the senior and executive level of the position, the fact that we intend to conduct a national search, that we want a diverse and qualified pool, and that we really need the confidentiality and logistical support provided by a search firm in this situation. Are there any questions for me? In that case, this concludes the president's report.
Thank you, President Freeman. Are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to the next item. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is September 21, 2023 at 9 a.m. I'm sure we'll have more than Saul present for that and everybody else. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes, matters as generally described under section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under section 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases, it matters as generally described under sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
We have
second, Barcima.
So, I'm sorry, what?
We're closing the public meeting.
Yeah, closing the public meeting. Yes. Sorry. So we have a motion to close the public meeting by Trustee Marrero. Do we have a second?
Second, Barcima.
Thank you, Trustee Barcima. We have a motion and we have a second. We have a second. Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote to close the open meeting?
Trustee Rita Athis. Trustee Dennis Barcima.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Vice Chair Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore.
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes. The public meeting is now closed.